about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Undertaker! I hope Shawn Michaels destroys you at the Royal Rumble! I curse the ground that you walk on! I despise the very air that you breathe!
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Do you love Maroon 5 like I do?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
What's your favorite Maroon 5 song?
I listen to all of them. I really don't have a favorite, but I listen to all of them.
You guys, I want to say it's such an honor to have me on your show. You know, I've never been to Australia, but I've been very immersed in the culture ever since a young lad. I had Vegemite when I was in fourth grade, and I had a pen pal in Sydney in sixth grade.
It's very exciting, but how about instead of all the hoopla, we update the music? A little Huey Lewis. And that way, it's different, but we're still giving audiences what they love.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Sorry, I have to swallow.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. It over to me.
My friend, you are just adorable.
Roll another one.
Amen to that.
Just like the other one.
I love farts.
This one seems to be about quit.
Well, I don't like that story, great grandpa.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time
Let's
to shine.
Let's shine.
I couldn't agree more.
Roll another one.
Now we've got bad blood. We used to be mad love.
Just like the other one.
Hey, spoiler alert.
This one seems to be about
you got to tear me apart, Lisa.
Now let's hear your fake laugh.
Oh, geez. I have no idea what's going on.
Just pass it around.
Excuse me, white devils.
It's time to grow up, Snowflake.
Just pass it on down.
And now.
Are you in this together? I mean, this is really inappropriate.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. It is Friday morning, the 24th of January.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, people?
Good morning.
Hey.
Allie, how are you?
Great.
Fantastic.
Slept like a log.
Did you?
Yeah.
Making up for the last week and a half?
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, feels right. Good.
Jensen?
I have a tiny headache.
Okay.
It's right above my eye.
Mm-hmm.
It's...
One eye or the other?
One eye. And it is... It's like... Just pegging, just like, and I
did you not use the word pegging?
All right, true. I woke up at midnight,
first thing,
and I was like, "This hurts." Took my migraine meds, has not fixed it. 5:30, I have it still.
I will say this: I had a dull headache last week for 4 days.
No, don't say that.
Never turned into a migraine. Just a constant dull ache above my left eye.
Why would you tell that to a guy who just got a headache last night?
Well,
yours isn't above
4 days.
Yours isn't above your left eye. Right?
Well, it's above my right eye.
Okay, totally different.
No, I don't think that's how it works. I don't. I think I could. I probably couldn't catch a headache from you.
You couldn't.
Right.
You couldn't. But just know it could last as long as 4 days.
I mean, again,
I
it
mean,
seems
no.
mean.
Yes. If it's only a headache,
and just,
if it's more, if it's the coronavirus,
it could be.
Yeah.
Right. This seems very mean. I should not have brought it up.
Fever at all?
No fever. Just a sting.
Okay. Yeah, that's how it starts.
Okay. Yeah, I get it. I get it, guys. I could be dying. Say goodbye. I won't be at Slide Bar tomorrow.
Well, let's talk about that. You need to be at Slide Bar tomorrow.
Because
we're doing happy hour there.
Right. 5 o'clock.
All three of
o'clock.
Us are going to be there at Slide Bar in Fullerton.
Listen to
yeah,
him.
Yeah, 5 to 7.
Yeah, no, I understand.
for Happy Hour.
You're
one of the people. No, you're not one of the people smack talking about ping pong.
No, I think, as you know, I like to be sort of humble about it.
Sure.
Like the soft hands thing, which is like, maybe I'm better than you, and then like destroy
you
everyone.
You show up and you're just a killer.
Exactly. Yeah. So
I'm not going to brag.
What I'm saying is I might be good.
Okay.
I might have owned one for 2 days during a breakup and then returned it to Big Five. I may have had my own table.
I did that with a tennis racket all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I would go to Big Five. I would buy a tennis racket. Mm-hmm. I would go and play tennis, and then I would take it back and return it.
I hate you. I hate you. I hate everyone like you, and I want you all in the ground.
I mean, but I was like an a-hole kid.
You weren't a kid.
It was 2 years ago. But I'm saying, my point is...
Mentally. I'm an a-hole kid mentally.
It's just a loan.
Okay.
It's a loner.
It is not. Mm-hmm.
That's
it is
how
not.
I think
that
of
That is not
That's how I picture it.
How retail works.
It's a loner.
No.
Jeez.
Well, what are you doing for your headache? You drinking caffeine?
I did before I left the house. I did a little bit of an Allie McKay and drank a Mountain Dew.
Oh, fantastic.
I'll probably do it again soon. I also had my migraine medicine.
Yep.
That's where I'm at right now.
Okay.
But it isn't a migraine. It's just that dull ticking.
It's a sting.
Yeah.
A sting. That's a strange explanation. I don't think I've ever had that.
It's annoying.
As a headache.
It's annoying.
It's annoying.
And it's messing with my vision a little.
Yeah.
I'm happy Drew wasn't here today is what I'm saying. Because he would probably diagnose me with another brain tumor.
Plus, you would have spent the entire break talking to him and asking him questions about yourself.
And asking him, what's common? Right. Should I be sweating? These are all things we should
be. But it's just my left pit.
Yeah, I'm sweating in one area. Yesterday, I went to lunch with my wife, and we were talking about the break where we discuss sad movies. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's so funny how much it connected with people. Like, it's really, I mean, some of the most responses I've ever gotten.
It was shocking, yeah.
And she goes, what'd you guys talk about? Broke down the movies, Field of Dreams. You know, I said all the ones. She goes, that's kind of basic to me. And then I go, Allie has this favorite movie and a guy called in with it. And I was shocked that people even know it exists.
Because she does not love it.
It has a 22% on Rotten Tomatoes. And she
25.
Goes, 25, sorry.
Yeah, come on.
Give you the credit you deserve.
Please.
And I go, it's this movie called P.S. I Love You. And she goes, that's one of my favorite movies. And I go, what do you mean? She goes,
redemption.
Isn't that something she should tell you before she marries you?
I felt like it was a little late.
Yeah.
And she said, you know how many times I've seen it? I go, I don't know, maybe twice? Because she doesn't really watch anything. She goes, I don't know, maybe 46, 47 times.
What?
I go, how's that possible? She goes, do you know what it's about? And I go, no, not really, actually. We haven't went over.
Love?
Yeah, we haven't really went over.
My guess.
It's about loss.
Danielle starts to explain it to me.
Yeah.
I would say 40 seconds in, stops. Gushing tears.
You were her.
At a restaurant. We're at BJ's in the Valley, and she literally tears. She can't talk. People around us heard her crying, bawling. And then
they're like, what did that guy say to her?
She leaves video. He leaves videos all around, and she has to watch him. And I crying.
Like people around, like, are they out of Pazookies?
Yeah, I was like, what is going on? And I couldn't believe it. So I text Allie, I go, she can't even talk. She's bawling. And she goes, we have to watch it later. And I was like, I'm not watching this later with you. This seems terribly sad.
I said this in the text. I apologized for how much joy your story brought me. Because it was like I was somehow redeemed by someone that you find so special.
She loves the film. I got to watch it now.
You have to watch it.
I know.
You don't have a choice.
I mean, it's so sad you can't describe the plot without crying.
It's a beautiful film.
All right.
It's cinema.
Okay.
25% on Rotten Tomatoes, pure cinema, baby.
All right, let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Now the current hit by the recording star whose mother nearly died of bee stings because his father was at the South Pole with Admiral Byrd.
What?
By the way, is that the only clip of that thing we have? Because I think we need more.
I will ask for more, but that is all I have yet.
That's not edited? That's like a real...
It's real.
Why would...
Play it again. Let's hear it again.
Now the current hit by the recording star whose mother nearly died of bee stings because his father was at the South Pole with Admiral Byrd.
Does Admiral Byrd, like, have bees in his pocket?
No,
they brought
him
home?
I think it's two coincidental things. Like, they don't have anything to do with each other, but he wasn't around to help her because he was there.
It didn't sound like that.
Yeah. Now the current hit by the recording star whose mother nearly died of bee stings because his father was at the South Pole with Admiral Byrd.
See, so I dad took wasn't it around. As, yeah. Oh, I took it as that's where she got the bee stings. No. He came back from the South Pole and he's like, here's some bees, bitch.
Or the, that happens a lot?
Or the bees are like...
Bees a lot in South Pole?
I don't know.
The bees are like, time to attack. He's in the South Pole.
That's why it didn't make any sense to me.
Well, we're going to need more of that.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Scour the internet and find more of that.
We'll figure it out.
On this morning's show, you eat non-food. Mm-hmm. Based on yesterday, the woman who ate baby powder.
Yes.
Oh.
She could eat three bowls at a time.
You really think we're going to get a lot of calls on this?
I don't know how many we'll get. But...
Honestly, one is good enough. Just call one person saying that they eat like
tires.
Q-tips or whatever. Yeah, I'm fine.
Tires or Q-tips,
I love a
yes.
Tire.
We'll do it in the 7 o'clock hour. Plus, animal stories on the program today. We have Paley Fest tickets for Mandalorian.
That's
Whoa.
A big one. That's
right?
a big one.
We have People Are Dumb. We have the weekend movies with The Movie Man. And we have Keep It 100. Because it is Friday, plus we'll continue to give you those tickets for Pearl Jam at the Forum and qualify to see them again at Hyde Park in London. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. It is 5:53 and at 10 till the top of each hour. Ally McKay looks at what's happening.
Guys, I don't know why I love stories like this when you hear what actor passed up what role that went on to be just iconic.
Mm-hmm.
And then thinking about, oh, what would that movie have been like if they were in it, that type of
thing.
What
must they have felt like when they saw it go on to such great
yes.
success?
The Eric Stoltz, Michael J. Fox, Marty McFly dilemma.
Well, not even that, because he was actually Marty McFly.
Yeah.
He was filming it when they realized he is not Marty McFly.
Not the one.
No, these are people that looked at the script and whatever reason, either they
passed
were filming
yeah,
something or they just didn't think it was that good,
sure.
passed on it. Like, for example, just some people that passed on pretty big roles. Leonardo DiCaprio passed on Heath Ledger's role in Brokeback Mountain. John Lithgow was supposed to be the Joker in Batman. Jack Nicholson stepped in.
Wow.
Not bad. Emma Watson was supposed to be in La La Land. I'm glad you didn't do it because that movie just blew.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Connery was going to be in Lord of the Rings.
That sort of makes sense.
Yeah, it's not
Scottish
wrong.
Scottish and an accent.
Sure.
Tom Cruise was going to be Edward Scissorhands.
Whoa, that's a crazy one.
That's
wow.
bonkers.
That would have been 100% different.
What about this? John Travolta as Forrest Gump.
I mean, selfishly, because it would be perhaps the worst movie ever made.
But then
I'm
you'd never
in.
See Forrest Gump the way we see it
no.
as just this beautiful movie.
Can they reshoot it with him as the lead?
No, I hate it so
no,
much.
I love
but
it.
Also, remember how great Travolta was in the Fred Durst directed. You know what I mean? So it's like
you're
it
right,
could
you're
have
right.
been just as good.
You're
That's
right.
a good point.
Yeah. Well, Brad Pitt revealed which role he passed on at the Santa Barbara International Film Festival. And it's a big one.
Okay.
And then when you hear who else passed on it, I got to think, oh, well, good for you, Keanu, for sticking in there and waiting for that call. The Matrix.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Brad Pitt in The Matrix. But even more famously than that, there's another star that passed on it because he was too busy filming Wild Wild West.
Wow.
What?
Yeah,
Will Smith
wow.
was supposed to be
really?
Neo. Yes. And he said he would go back to the set of Wild Wild West and be like, what am I doing? This is just, this is bad.
Well, Wild Wild West turned out to be a huge smash.
Oh, such
no,
a flop.
No, big bomb.
Such a flop.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
That's funny.
They also list some other actors that were reportedly considered to play Neo, but of course the role went to Keanu Reeves. Nicolas Cage.
Sure.
Val Kilmer.
Nicolas Cage, every movie.
Honestly, put him in everything, yeah.
Yeah. Val Kilmer.
Okay.
I could see it. Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could see all of those.
Sure.
Was it just then you got to Keanu and you're like, oh, just offer it to Keanu. He's like, oh, I'll do it. And then he was...
What's the impression?
Oh, I'll do it.
Okay.
Right.
And then he was amazing and we can't imagine that movie without Keanu.
But let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Was Keanu amazing or... Because I always think about this. Or was The Matrix amazing and they could have plugged in anyone and the storyline and the special effects and stuff were all so cool and mind-boggling?
He was so bendy, though.
Yeah.
So bendy.
I mean, that's it, though.
Yeah.
You think,
I
don't think it was no effects? You think he just did it practical?
No, I think he was doing
in slow motion.
It, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That was him.
Oh, right.
I've seen him do it, like, just walking down the street. I saw him in Los Feliz.
He was just doing,
oh,
it on
yeah.
the street?
Yeah.
Wow.
Huh. Walking a dog.
Weird.
So weird.
What a show.
I would have enjoyed that movie, I think, without any act, with whoever acted in it.
Really?
I just think it was a good enough movie, a good enough premise, weird enough, kept you engaged.
Second one's not great, right?
No, it's not
yeah.
nearly.
First one's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
First one's great.
Yeah, I don't really remember a ton about it.
No.
I'm excited for a new one. I think that'll be fun, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And Keanu, yeah. Nick Cage or Keanu, let them do whatever they want.
Sure.
I agree.
This week there was an announcement that National Treasure 3 is being written.
Yes.
And I'm like,
do we?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Yeah, do we need that?
I like it for the same reason you dislike
it. We definitely need it. Okay. We definitely need it. And also, I don't even think that they should like come up with a skull or whatever they find. Or National Treasure, he's supposed to be looking for something very...
Right.
Just have it be the stuff Nick Cage owns in real life. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, it should be like his weird, you know, like Elvis Presley comb or something. Whatever he owns that he spent millions on at auction. That's what he's trying to find.
Yeah.
It's Nick Cage's... It's a documentary. Is what I'm saying.
Correct,
okay.
Yes.
All right, I'm back in.
Okay, good.
Okay. One of the ones in this article that I enjoy so very much, a man that passed up the role of Han Solo because he just didn't really grasp the script, which I kind of get. If you're handed Star Wars...
In 1977
and
or whatever?
And you're reading it, you're like, what? This is madness.
He has Chewbacca? Who's Chewbacca?
He's a hairy, big dude? What is happening? That man, Al Pacino... Can you imagine?
Wow.
I mean.
Leia!
Wait, that's your impression of Al Pacino?
You want to hear it again?
Yeah.
Leia!
What about say I love you to me?
I love you!
No. Say it as Leia.
Oh, I love you.
Oh, no!
Right?
Very interested to see
Nailed
that.
It.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Gwyneth Paltrow, Titanic.
Yeah, you know what? That makes sense.
I can see it. Jack Nicholson as the Godfather, playing Michael Corleone.
Instead of Brando. Instead of Pacino, right.
Come on, you're talking
I know, Godfather genius.
Godfather head.
Yeah, I can see that, but I'd rather have Pacino.
Absolutely. Yeah.
He was great.
Absolutely. Just some of these are insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But most of those actors went on and they're fine.
Yeah,
because
they're
in other
projects. They're doing all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Will Smith, what a bummer for him. Well.
I really think that would have been way better with him. That's the only one where I
really?
Could say, yeah, I'm just saying that movie
better
was...
Better than Keanu?
Yes.
Huh? Hot take.
Yeah.
It kind of hurts. I told you about Los Feliz and seeing him walk down the street.
You did.
Will Smith can't do that.
No.
That's true.
No. Some birthdays for you guys. Kristen Schaal, Ed Helms, Misha Barton, Neil Diamond, and Matthew Lillard. You guys watching Good Girls?
No.
Oh, you're missing out.
But I do like Matthew Lillard. He's great.
And he's wonderful on Good Girls. It's such a good show. Season 3 comes back on February 16th. Big fan.
It's a good update.
Seasons 1 and 2 available right now on Netflix if you want to watch them.
Are you being paid for this?
I work for NBC. A lot of people don't know that.
Okay.
No, I love Good Girls. It's a great show.
All right.
You think, how can they continue this? How can they keep getting into these predicaments? And then they're like, we do.
It's most of television, Allie.
That's kind of how they make every show.
That's how every show is.
Got it. Okay, that's...
It was 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. And about a half hour from now, we're going to take calls, and we're hoping to get some of You Eat Non-Food.
That was a dumb idea!
Like couches and dirt?
Sure.
Those are two good...
Those both really work.
Good examples, yes. And yesterday we talked about the woman who eats baby powder.
Okay. Yeah.
If you eat plastics or...
Uh-huh.
Anything that's not a food.
Shoelaces.
In about a half hour, we're going to want to talk to you.
And maybe we say, if it's not you, if it's just someone you know.
Sure.
Like a quote-unquote
like friend. Feel free to call in and just say it's your friend.
Or if you wanted to just say a name that wasn't your name.
Okay.
Right.
And then admit that you eat towels.
Sure.
We'd be into it.
Would we be into it?
We'd allow you to use a fake name, is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's in about a half hour. So right now it is time for What's Happening. Here's Alex.
Guys, I've got something to give you. Because Trevor Noah is going to be at Pacific Amp Theater on July 17th.
Yay!
That kid loves it. Mm-hmm. Doing his Loud and Clear tour. You can get tickets right now at Ticketmaster.com. Or you can call in right now, and I'm going to give you two tickets. Just be, let's say, caller 17, because it's on July 17th, and you are going to be heading to see Trevor Noah.
Call now!
Such a good guy.
He's great.
He is, and he tours so much.
He is constantly out there after he films 5 shows, does his podcast. He's insane.
He told us when he called last time in to talk to us, he said he works 7 days a week right now because of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
No days off.
Bonkers. Mm-hmm. Bonkers. And we're complaining about having to drive down to play ping pong.
being
Who's complaining about that?
Mostly you, when you were like, I don't want to drive, I want to fly. And we're like, Kevin, you can't have a private jet to play ping pong.
Helicopter.
I couldn't believe you asked for it.
Helicopter.
Oh, my
helicopter.
Bad. Oh, okay.
Not be ridiculous.
Bonkers.
Can you imagine? Kevin arrives in a helicopter in the parking lot and just
awesome.
Is waving coming out. That'd be awesome.
Head down, just running out.
Down.
Yes. He just runs out with his paddle. He's like, I'm here.
Who is... All I see are Crocs. Who is that?
Yeah, have we made a decision on that?
We have not. We have not made a decision on whether... And whether I'm going to wear the Crocs
you have to
this event.
You have to.
I sent you guys a picture yesterday.
They look great. Wearing socks was the key there.
Wearing socks is really...
I didn't love the ankle socks.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Just straight Crocs, maybe too sexy.
So because the ankle, you're
skin.
Like, woo.
So I have to dull it down with the white sock.
No, I get it. Now it's, I get it. Like I was confused. Like a, now I get it.
An undershirt for a see-through top.
Yes.
I see what you're saying.
Exactly.
No gibbets. I was pissed.
Are we doing that, though?
Yes. I feel like you have to. Dave had mentioned yesterday he was going to go to the mall and look for some for himself.
Muggs has some.
Mm-hmm. Muggs has a pair. He sent us a picture of those.
What about the two of you?
I do not have a pair, and I just want to celebrate you guys.
Yeah, we have to be like a partial, like we have to impartially look and see who has them the best. I can't wear them myself.
I see. Okay, I get it now. I'll wear them.
Okay.
Okay. Dave, did you wind up buying any yesterday?
No, because I will not wear them outside of our my apartment.
What a baby.
Wow.
Well, someone didn't get gibbets.
Okay. Stop saying gibbets. Now it's creepy the more I hear it.
You're the one who started this. Okay, so.
So you're not part of the Croc gang?
No, but I say you wear them.
Okay, what? Yeah.
I say you wear them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
No, I think people will want to see them, even if you change out of them or whatever. At least do
it. I'm wearing them, I'm not changing out of them.
All right, good.
Well, no, because how could you go from that comfort to like a sneaker? Yeah. Then you're like, I wish I was still in my Crocs.
Yeah, from pillows to knives.
Yeah. Kevin, I feel like you have to. I feel like that's a huge draw. It's why I'm going.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going anyway.
We're going to be at the Slide Bar in Fullerton tomorrow at 5, between 5 and 7.
Yes.
Yeah.
Crocs.
Stay to see the curse.
I mean, how could you not stay later? You're so comfortable in your Crocs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How can you play ping pong in Crocs, though? Have you tested that out?
Please.
It doesn't even matter what you're wearing on your feet. You're
correct.
That good.
Correct.
Wow.
It's like you float above the ping pong table.
Thank you. Thank you for
you're
noticing.
Welcome. You're welcome. All right. Guys, Bill Murray will officially be back in his iconic role as Peter Venkman in Ghostbusters Afterlife.
I would like to see it.
A lot of people would. It is out July 10th, and he told Vanity Fair that each surviving actor from the original quartet, quote, has a meaningful role in the movie, but they won't be the central heroes this time. He said,
We're ready to believe you.
Okay. He says, the script is good. It's got lots of emotion in it. It's got lots of family in it, with through lines that are really interesting, and it's gonna work. All right, Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Are you menstruating right now?
Not right now, but thank you for inquiring.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
I'm very excited. Trailer was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Everything looked
what
cool.
What a weird angle this movie's coming at, though.
Yep.
And I'm really interested.
I was not expecting the trailer.
Looks like it might be scary, which, in addition to, looks great.
And emotional.
Yeah.
It looked like a real kind of a kid story. It was good.
Yeah. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Got lots of kids in it. Finn Wolfhard. McKenna
His name
Grace.
Is Finn Wolfhard?
Yeah, he's the kid from Stranger Things.
Oh.
It, right?
Isn't that a cool name? Finn Wolfhard. Yeah! It's a rad name.
Sounds like he was named by like a shaman.
Shaman.
Chris Kamen. I don't know. I got him all messed up.
I'm all Seamus? What? The wrestler?
Yeah. That's your name.
Stupid. Because he's Celtic. Paul Rudd as well in the movie. I'm in.
Looks good.
Did you guys see people freaking out yesterday on Twitter about James Corden?
I did not.
Somebody,
I did. I'm surprised people didn't know this.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Somebody posted video of James Corden doing carpool karaoke with Justin Bieber, and they didn't realize that the car that they're in is carried by a truck.
I did
or
see that.
Towed by a truck.
He's not driving.
No.
Yeah.
But I thought that's a given.
Same.
That's what I thought.
But maybe it's like because we live in L.A. or something that we know all those driving scenes aren't actually people driving.
Yeah, people were losing their minds. So, like, my whole life is a lie. Another person said, it should be called carpool karaoke, which I didn't hate.
That's a kind of a good idea.
I didn't hate that.
These right are then. People, but they're cats, and this is kind of blowing my mind.
Unless he stops every 30, 40 seconds and yells at somebody, yeah. He's not driving.
Mm-hmm. I did hear, and I could be wrong, he used to drive. At the very beginning,
really?
He actually did drive.
And then he realized that was a terrible
idea.
And then
he probably was like, I could kill someone.
Yeah, because he like closes his eyes and stuff during solos.
He's
yeah.
very emotional.
He's jumping yeah. around.
He's very emotional. He has to really get into the parts of the song.
Let the man live.
Let the man live. So yeah, it's shocking to people eating at a restaurant that watch the car go by. Instead of people being like, oh, I guess he's doing carpool karaoke again with Justin Bieber, which to me, I was like, we get it. We've seen it. Let's get my boys in BTS in there.
Is that what you're thinking?
That's what I'm hoping.
Big BTS head over.
Huge. Thank you. Yeah. Guys, some birthdays
needs a
for you.
Car. No, bigger car for them.
It's like a clown. No, like a clown car.
No, it's like 20 people.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Neil Diamond, Misha Barton, Matthew Lillard, Ed Helms, and Kristen Schaal. And that's...
You eat non-food in about 15 minutes. First, it's time for animal stories.
Maybe a raccoon or a story about a dog. Maybe a baboon or a story about a frog. A story about a cat or a pizza rat. A story about a minx or a story about a lynx. Animal stories in the news. Animal stories to cure your blues. Animal stories just for you. Let's find out what they're up to.
Guys, I said it last week and I'm sticking with it. Animals be crazy.
That catchphrase is sticking.
I like it.
I've heard it all week. Stuff. People have been saying it to me. Yeah, they go, right? Allie killed it with that thing.
Mm-hmm. Let's start in where else but Florida, you guys, where there have been reports of frozen iguanas falling out of trees.
I'm sorry?
Essentially, falling from the sky. You can be nailed by a frozen iguana just walking down the street, Kevin.
It's raining iguanas?
Man, what the hell was he trying to do?
What?
You heard that right. Such cold temperatures in Florida this month that iguanas were literally freezing and falling out of trees. But there has been an update, and in true Florida fashion, a warning. Don't touch them. They are not dead. They may thaw out and attack you.
Awesome. And by the way, I assume people in Florida may be trying to eat them as well.
Thank you for bringing that up.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that was part of it.
Here's a warning from NPR where they're discussing a man originally from Central America, now living in Florida, that thought he had hit the jackpot finding all of these frozen iguanas. Mm-hmm.
In Central America, iguana is a delicacy. It's something they're actually farmed for food. So this gentleman just thought, wow, I just have a bunch of protein here. He was on Key Biscayne and started picking up all these iguanas that appeared to be dead on the road, that had fallen out of trees. They turned gray and were not moving at all and very cold to the touch. And he put them into his vehicle. He's loading them up like he was stocking up for a big barbecue. When they went back into the vehicle warmed up and those iguanas started coming back to life. And all of a sudden they started getting up and running around in the car. It caused an accident.
That's a great movie right there.
That zombie is. Iguanas.
Yes.
They came back to life.
You see their eyes just pop open. You go, oh, no!
They're back!
Get out of the car!
It caused an accident. Can you imagine, like, how did you lose your Nana? Oh, it was a zombie iguana attack. Caused an accident.
You too?
Everybody was just piled up on the highway.
Not
Real
again.
Bummer. You guys, that's my favorite story in a while.
That's pretty strong.
Next up, it's always sad to see animals that are given up because they have something that just doesn't look right about them. Maybe it's a slight deformity, maybe it's something bigger, so a breeder's like, eh, I don't want this one. Send it to the pound. They're just not as cute as the owner had hoped it would be.
Well, they should have thought about that before they were not cute.
Well, and maybe stop breeding. Here's the case. A Siberian husky named Jubilee, whose breeder dumped her at a New Jersey shelter because of her weird eyelid deformity. The picture of Jubilee looks like it's the Taylor Swift of dogs. Just always in a perpetual state of surprise.
I love that.
Always in shock. Like, I won. Oh, my God. That's the greatest. That's what Jubilee looks like.
Sounds great.
Jubilee is a delight. So they decided after 2 years of having Jubilee at the shelter, they were going to do a desperate pitch for potential adopters in Jubilee's voice. So Jubilee put down like Jubilee was writing it. I came from a breeder who couldn't sell me because they said I was weird looking. I just don't look like huskies who are majestic looking dogs. I wish I was beautiful so someone would want to adopt me. Long story short, 40,000 shares. Jubilee has found her forever home. And if they don't change the name to Taylor, right?
Right, agreed.
Right?
Absolutely.
By the way, there are a lot of people out there that love the ugly, cute dogs.
Absolutely.
People make a living off it on Instagram.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Would you guys click on this headline? Bloodthirsty squirrel leaves two hospitalized and neighbors now hiding out during daytime.
Yes.
Yeah.
With the quickness, right?
I'd get a tattooed on my back.
Amen. Well, let's hear.
I just want to see the people hiding.
During the day. They don't leave their house during the day. Let's just hear from the terrorized family in their own words.
We usually don't go outside during the daytime because he comes out in the daytime.
No, I don't really go near any trees. I'm scared.
Wow.
The child is afraid of foliage. She won't go near trees.
Well, luckily, she doesn't see it a lot. I mean, trees are, they're not everywhere, right?
She hates trees. The family is staying in during the day because of a bloodthirsty
They're out during
squirrel.
The day. That's her response.
And it's only one squirrel, by the way. But keep in mind during this clip,
is it a zombie squirrel, though?
The woman is talking about a squirrel.
When I stepped outside the door, he leaped on me and bit my arm. I pulled him off, threw him to the ground, and tried to get in the house. I couldn't get in the house because he no sooner came back. He bit at this leg.
What? And then he stood in front of the door and blocked it?
Right?
Don't they have rabies and stuff?
Well, this one sounds a little off.
You think?
It doesn't sound like a real kind of chill squirrel that you want. But according to authorities, nothing can be done until they find that exact squirrel and start tracking him, test him, everything. So they are SOL. They can't leave their house during the day.
How do you not leave the house during the day? How do you do that practically?
How about the squirrel attacking her? She throws him off of her, and it comes back before she can get in the door.
Yeah, that's
like,
weird.
It's a horror movie with, like, your hand shaking, and you can't put the key in the door.
It's like the Terminator squirrel.
And then the door opens, and it's another squirrel.
Yeah.
Welcome.
What now, bitch?
Pointing at the other squirrel angrily. That one's gotcha.
I mean, it's just insane.
And then they say they can't do anything about it until they find the actual squirrel. It's like, just take all the squirrels. Just take them all out.
Oh, I don't know I'm a fan of that.
Kill every squirrel.
No,
kill
that's ridiculous.
Honestly, kill every squirrel.
No, you're on your own on that one.
Wow. Well, Jensen be crazy.
I'm the safe one.
Yeah. And finally, the story of a cat that's a total G, you guys. And this coming from someone that is not a fan of cats.
Right.
I am so impressed by this cat. A local cat, by the way. Mm. Black and white cat named Max, who faced off with three coyotes at his Highland Park home. This ends well for Max, everybody. The epic battle was caught on Maya Gurin's home security video. She said her and her husband were watching a movie. All of a sudden, they saw kind of a shadow of a tail. Mm-hmm. And they get up. They walk outside. They see three coyotes completely surrounding their cat, Max. They scare away the coyote. They bring Max inside. But later, the shock came when they checked the security camera footage. These three coyotes surrounding Max. And Max is holding his own. He's going and kind of, like, pawing at the coyotes. One gets so freaked out that he, like, jumps up on a wall, like, oh, I'm not messing with that kitty cat,
this one's
Max.
Crazy.
Crazy,
you make it
right?
sound like he, like, pulled out a switchblade. He's like, any one of you. I'll cut any one of you.
No, it was like a Jets and a whatever the other...
Sharks.
Sharks, thank you. That's what it was. They broke out in song. It's a great video. But she says she's fully aware of just how differently the scene could have played out. So Max's days of being an outdoor cat are over.
The coyotes kill a lot of animals in my neighborhood, too.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Just, like, so, leave the carcass in the front lawn and stuff. You go, jeez, this is crazy.
They're letting you know.
I need that cat to
you
regulate.
Max?
I need Max to regulate.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Mount up. Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking Max is the greatest cat ever.
Oh, That's not the end of the story?
He's a killer.
Until his owner said she's considering building him a catio so he can still be outdoors but protected from other unwelcome coyotes or predators. Now, I'm team coyote.
No.
Team coyote.
I'm team
catio.
I'm team catio forever.
Is there a way to get rid of the pet owner but not the pet?
Oh, yeah. I mean, maybe feed her to the,
to
the wolves.
To the coyotes.
Mm-hmm.
Guys,
mm-hmm.
That's just another example of animals be crazy, yo.
Sticking with it.
Animal stories. in the news. Animal stories to cure your blues.
Coming up just at the top of the hour, we're going to take a look at the weekend movies
mm-hmm.
with the Movie Man. But right now, let's talk about eating non-food.
Yeah.
We're fascinated by this. Yesterday, I brought you the beautiful story of a woman who eats baby powder.
Hi, my name's Lisa Anderson. I'm 44 years old, and I've had this problem where I eat the baby powder about 15 years now. It started off as a pregnancy craving, just the smell of it, and then it would grow on to where I'd use it like on my child, and it'd be like I'd like taste it off my hands, like the dusting of it. It'd just be like the smell. I'd be constantly smelling it and doing the tasting, and then
she would kind of hide away from her family.
Yeah. Also, what's the opposite of ASMR? It's like, this is giving me the creeps. Yeah. Her voice is terrible.
She would every 30 minutes hide in a bathroom and eat some baby powder.
Wow.
So that her partner couldn't see her doing that. Because 15 years.
I understand the shame. I don't understand the eating.
15 years.
Ugh.
So we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. There has to be someone in our audience that eats, I don't know, dirt?
And also,
whatever's not food.
No shame. Well, kind of
right.
Shame.
Right. We're going to try not to.
Very little shame is a better
way
of putting
it. We'll do our best
yes.
to treat you with the respect that you deserve.
And it doesn't have to be you.
It could be
wink,
a
wink.
Friend. Wink,
it could
wink.
Be someone that you just know
wink,
that
wink.
Eats couches.
Right.
Right.
What?
I don't know.
Whatever you want. And here's the thing. I had never really known about this kind of phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
Looking it up, I've realized that there are people that do this because they need the nutrients from certain things. It's like almost your body telling you.
Certain things, yeah.
So I went into a deep dive last night mm-hmm. on YouTube watching a show that a lot of people know about that I didn't know as well as I should have, which is My Strange Addiction.
Best mm-hmm. show ever.
It's very good. But I pulled three of my favorite episodes that I found last night of all people who eat inanimate objects. Mm-hmm. So here's our first one.
My name is Lisa. I'm 43 years old. I live in Detroit, Michigan, and I'm addicted to eating cat hair.
I'm sorry?
Cat hair.
Cat hair.
Can I ask, yeah. do you have to be named Lisa?
Well, the last girl was too.
This Pika thing. Well,
that is
okay.
That is another thing. All these people are named Lisa.
Whoa! Yeah.
Cat hair.
Oh, no.
Just chewing it is relaxing. Oof. It's a comforting feeling. Her fur is such an interesting texture.
Ugh.
It's so soft and puffy and like cotton candy, almost. Sometimes they do get stuck in your teeth, but you can just get them out with flossing and brushing.
Please stop this.
We've used digital fur technology to create the most perfect covering of fur.
So that was tough, and that was hard to hear.
Yeah.
But it is true that people somehow have a connection to these objects, and they need to eat them, and it's not...
But why?
I don't know.
Okay.
I looked it up, and it seems like it's either a disorder, like you mm-hmm. said, that people believe they should eat it,
uh-huh.
or their body is telling them to. So you could call us, 1-800-520-1067. If you have this thing, we will try our hardest
we'll
not to shame you. We'll be kind.
We'll do our best.
This is the second one I found.
My name is Jennifer, and I'm addicted to eating mattresses. I like my mattress play.
I'm sorry.
Wait, mattresses?
Mattresses.
I thought she said matches.
Play it again. It's okay. Mattresses. She's eating mattresses.
Is her name Lisa?
No.
My name is Jennifer, and I'm addicted to eating mattresses. I like my mattress plain and straight up. I know mayonnaise, butter.
How do you eat a mattress?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
She's like a mattress purist.
Yes.
She doesn't need any condiments.
Well, like
she doesn't
all the other
need
people.
To dip in butter.
Right.
Because the chef is good. Like, you don't put salt on, you know, like something that's a good delicacy. She just wants straight up mattress.
Wow.
And she feels a bit of shame when she goes into.
None of that. I make sure, like, when my mom's not going to be in her room, where I could be in her room. So, like, let's say when she get in the shower, tiptoeing in here to get it. The reason why I'm not eating my own mattress is because I ate my mattress already.
How do you eat a whole mattress?
Oh, can I tell you how many mattresses she's eaten over
Please.
Time? Please. 8 full mattresses. She's eaten 8 full mattresses
how
in her life.
How is that possible?
That is true.
Like
8 full mattresses.
With a fork and knife?
No,
or does she just
she rips
shoot?
It off.
Okay.
She rips it off and then she chews on it.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. You eat non-food, or your friend, or your relative.
Found one more. I found one
Yes,
more.
We have two people that I've already called.
Okay,
they're
good.
Excited about that. You guys, hold on.
Okay.
Here's one more.
My name's Patrice. I live in London, and I'm addicted to eating bricks.
How do you eat a brick?
She explains it, but can I tell you how many bricks she's eaten over her lifetime?
74.
One ton.
What?
One full ton of bricks she's eaten in her life. She puts up posters in her house to cover the wall so you don't see her chip away at her walls.
She's eating her own house.
Listen to more.
When I eat brick, it's like a drug to a drug addict. You feel good for a while until you need it again. I started eating brick in my late teens. I got the idea to do it from my grandma, who told me that my auntie and uncle, when they were kids, they used to dig the wall and taste it. One day I ended up trying it myself and I couldn't really stop. I eat brick from my bedroom, my grandmother's bedroom, and the bathroom.
She goes How are her teeth?
Well, that, I was about to tell you. She goes on to say she has not yet had any issues with her digestive system, even though doctors are for sure she's going to have digestive issues. And her teeth are completely perfect.
No way.
Yeah, no chips or anything.
What?
Yeah, she eats bricks, man.
She's not eating bricks then.
No, she's
no.
eating. You either have janky teeth or you're eating bricks.
Somehow she has very strong teeth. She's made to eat bricks.
All right.
She is not made to eat bricks.
She's a brick house.
Wow. Okay.
Mike. In Gardenia and Ambra in North Hollywood, hold on.
Yes, we need you.
We have to take a quick break, but we will talk to you next on K-Rock. Right, we're not expecting to find anybody that eats bricks, because that doesn't seem like it's something that is sustainable.
I mean, we wouldn't be mad about it if you called in with it.
But 1-800-520-1067, you eat non-food.
These people that we're about to talk to, I want to state that I think they're heroes. I think that they are beyond, they believe that they're helping other people, and I thank them for our radio show. Because it's not easy to admit that you eat objects.
Okay.
So they're heroes to me.
Do I have to take that same stance?
No, you can do whatever you like.
Okay.
Before we took the calls, I want to just say, I salute you.
Okay.
Let's go to Mike and Gardena. Good morning.
Didn't know I was a hero, but thank you.
Well, welcome to the show, Mike.
That has to be determined.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what's up, my bitches?
Hello. Hello.
So what do you eat?
So as a kid, I don't do it anymore. I used to eat chapstick, specifically cherry-flavored chapstick.
I assume that's a thing because it is something that sort of goes on your lips and is okay.
No, but he's probably chewing
that's
it.
That's my question. Are you eating the whole tube?
Probably like a couple bites here and there. So as a kid, for whatever reason, I always had chapped lips. Mm-hmm. So I would have the cherry flavored chapstick tubes.
And you would just graze on it.
At first it was, just putting it on, licking it off your lips, like you said. And then it progressed to just taking little nibbles here and there. And I think the most I ever did was like straight up chewing off half a stick at a time.
Oh, nice.
Did you ever, did anyone ever say, did you just eat your chapstick? Did anyone catch you?
I don't think so. This was years and years ago.
What was your bottoming out moment?
Yeah, what was your laying in your house just surrounded by empty chapstick containers?
Yeah, there was a corner that was about 50 of them piled up. I was just sitting there with red smears all over my face.
Fiend.
This is a mess.
Seeing a baby doll walk your ceiling above you.
His mom's like, why are his lips still chapped? I keep buying him these. What is happening?
There were smears on the wall like strawberry ice cream. It was
awful. How dare you?
Awful.
That's absurd.
I mean, I almost get it because as a kid, and a lot of young girls will know about this, when we were young, Bonnie Bell lip smackers, like watermelon, cherry, grape, strawberry, mine was cotton candy, I would put it on and just kind of eat it off my lips because it tastes so good.
You would just taste it, though.
I would just taste it. You took it a step further, Mike. You were more committed.
Allie's not a hero because she didn't go far enough. Mm-mm. Mike
took
hero.
It correctly.
Total hero.
Hero.
I'll wait for my check in the mail.
Okay.
No worries.
You get a check for being a hero?
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
That's what I've heard. So.
First chapstick responder.
Thank you.
When I was a kid in elementary school, there was a guy, I remember vividly, who used to eat surf wax.
Like sex wax?
Yeah.
Oh,
and he would eat it. And I was always like, what do you do? But I think, and then I remember I tasted it. And I was like, oh, you're just eating like soap, dude.
Yeah, but the pineapple smelled so good.
Yeah, I think that's what happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you eat it?
A little bit.
All right. Let's go to Amber in North Hollywood. Hi.
Hey, how are you? Good morning.
We are good. It's rare that we get to talk to a hero.
Yeah, thank you for your service.
Well, now I'm rethinking my answer because his was chapstick. So, when my daughter was in diapers, she used to eat the like stuffing inside of her diaper and also the stuffing of pillows.
Yeah, that's like a thing, man.
She would tear apart her diaper to get to the stuffing.
Yeah, we used to have to, like, change her as soon as we saw, like, the blue lines, that she peed. And to make sure she didn't poop in her diaper so she wouldn't eat it. And we actually get her tested for pica.
Yeah,
because that seems like
what is pica? I've heard that a bunch. What is that? What's the?
It is like a deficiency where you want to eat other things. And I work with kids like on the spectrum as well, and I work with students who like eat staples and things. So it is a
did
total
you say
real
staples?
Thing.
Eat staples?
Yes.
Oh, that can't be safe.
That can't be safe.
Because they're
all.
Craving like that iron.
Right. Yeah.
That is a dangerous poop.
So, Amber, did you question? Like, did you take your daughter into the doctor to ask? Like, what did they say?
They did, and there is an actual blood test that you can take to see if your body has that deficiency. It turned out she didn't have it, so I don't know if it was like a sensory thing, but we had to potty train her really quickly.
Yeah, unbelievable.
And then she stopped? She stopped eating cushions then?
Yeah, she'll be 10 next month, and it's just... A regular kid?
I mean, I would check back in
just,
on that.
I was going to say, just as far as you know.
Just check your
cushions. She's like, listen, we don't have couches. We have all plastic furniture. But things are working out.
All patio stuff in the house.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. We'll take a look at the weekend movies coming up just after the top of the hour. But first, one of our favorite What's Happenings of the week.
Yeah, we switch it up during the 7:50 What's Happening on Friday. Because we all like very different music. Every member of the Kevin in the Morning show.
I'll allow it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No buzzer.
Yeah.
Oh,
Kevin
wow.
in the Morning with Ali and Jensen
show. I see
show.
How that works.
We all like different music, and every week we add a song to our That's My Jam playlist. You can find it at Kevin Mornings on Instagram and on Twitter.
They wouldn't give us enough characters to actually make that our social media. So
at Kevin Mornings. We're going to link you right to the playlist, and you're going to have new music in your ears from every member of the show every single week. It's good times. We're going to start with Mr. Kevin.
My band is called Blame Candy, which seems appropriate for me.
For you, sure. Yes.
It's formerly a New York-based glam rock and roll band that's recently moved out to Los Angeles.
Cool.
They're a little muse-ish in that they have a lot of guitars. They he sings in falsetto a lot. They have a lot of harmonies, which I love. And this song was released about a year and a half ago, and it's called Pathetic.
I could see Kevin just in his house just doing aerobics to that.
Right?
It's called Blame Candy, and the song is Pathetic.
Very good. I like it. My guy, I had never heard of. Some of you might have heard of this, a gentleman named Juicebox, after he had a pretty disastrous appearance on a local news station in Milwaukee rapping, and he became known as the world's worst rapper.
Oh, very cool.
Which is kind of a bummer.
I'm just happy I gave the title to someone else.
But he's been described as nerdcore rap, punk rock rap, alternative hip-hop. It kind of runs the gamut. I love the fact that his first album is called Are You There, God? It's Me, Juicebox, because I love a Judy Blume reference. Mm-hmm. I just do. It's my thing. But this is a song about, you know, those Coinstar machines where you put your money in. And he basically tells this story about the song and how he wrote it. He's like, I go there like once a month and I know I should really bring these coins to the bank. I'd have more money, but I just love the Coinstar machine.
So he's crazy.
So he's a little nutty and I dig him. His name is Juicebox and the song is called Coinstar Song.
Here I am going back to the Coinstar in the parking lot of another damn Walmart. When I fall, yo, I fall hard. Think about the things that I threw in the junkyard. There I go when I'm living in a new low. Never gonna let go. Always wanna quit, I don't think so. I'm always in the mood to run, but it's never really all that fun. Listen to the sound of nobody cares. Stuck inside this town, no, I'm going nowhere. So confused until the day you die. Wake up in the morning, but you don't know why. People everywhere just trying to get by, like, go, 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 go.
It's a bop.
That's good. I usually hate nerdcore. I usually don't love nerdcore rap. It's very good. Juicebox.
I love it.
He has three X's on his name as well.
As well he should.
Much sure, like a Bubba Sparks.
Don't be ridiculous.
How
right.
dare you?
Right. No, it's very good. I love Bubba. Sparks. I love Bubba.
Don't do that again.
my pick is someone that, I mean, this is not a surprise to anyone because it's going to be everywhere for the next week. But I picked it because I think we should play it and also because Dave gave me $50.
Oh,
wow.
Paramore lead singer Hayley Williams has released a solo song, which is something that for many, many years, people are like, I hope Hayley Williams can go solo at some point in her career. And now we have it. The song is called Simmer. It's from an album that she's going to be releasing on Atlantic called Petals for Armor. That comes out May 8th. And I love... After Laughter is one of my favorite albums of all time from Paramore, and they're just awesome, and Hayley's incredible, and she's a great songwriter and a great performer, and I'm excited to see where this part of her career goes, so let's listen to Simmer.
Rage, is it in our veins? Feel it in my face when I least expect it.
Did you love the Kevin shout out?
Yeah. No, I think she said given.
No,
Kevin.
I heard Kevin. Kevin.
Kevin.
Kevin. Kevin and I both went, wait, what? Play it again. Play it again. Okay. Can we find
it? Is it possible?
Kevin. Literally, no... we all went, Kevin?
All right, here we go. Ready?
All right, here we go.
Kevin.
Well, that's just giving me a shout
that's
out.
Awesome.
I didn't know she was such a
so
fan.
Man.
I didn't know
giving
she was
me a shout out like people do.
Kevin. We're going to have to ask her about that.
that was good.
Hayley Williams' album comes out in May, but that first single's awesome, Simmer.
All right, Muggs, you are up next. All do you right. have a Kevin shout out in your song?
No, unfortunately, no. But my artist goes by the name of Ava Max. Her real name is Amanda Koshy, and she was born in the historical city of Milwaukee.
Sure. Oh, yes. That's where my
he's saying
yes.
Well, you said Milwaukee.
Yes. You're right. You know what? You're
this
right.
This is from Milwaukee.
Right.
Milwaukee.
You're right. I apologize.
Mm-hmm. And she fits under the pop and dance pop genre. She broke onto the scene in 2013, and her music has topped charts in 26 countries.
Whoa.
And the interesting thing about her is she hasn't released an album. She just releases singles.
Huh. All right.
So this single came out in December of last year. It's awesome. I shake my butt. It's called Salt.
I got my thighs on, feel like Wonder Woman. That's when you want only, but I'm not your woman. When my lipstick pops and I feel like Monroe, that's when you want me most. Uh-oh, I'm all out of salt. I'm not gonna cry. Won't give you what you want, cause I look way too good tonight. I'm all out of salt. Tears are running dry. Won't give you what you want, cause I look way too good tonight.
Mugs is jumping.
Wow, Mugs is really partying
feeling
on that
it.
One.
Mugs
absolutely.
Is in Ibiza, I think.
Love it.
First wow. he was doing the robot.
Yep.
That amazing. Is
sweet.
Very good. Thank
guys,
you,
guys, you can find our playlist called That's My Jam at Kevin Mornings on our social media. Just click the follow button. You're going to have 5.5 hours of new music in your ears. I mean, listen to the playlist just for Christine's pick of Dusty Cubby, which is also my nickname in college. Some birthdays for you. Neil Diamond, Misha Barton, Matthew Lillard, Ed Helms, and Kristen Schaal. And that's...
You're listening to Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen at 5 minutes after 8 o'clock. That's the weirdest thing ever.
Oh, the joy. Kevin. What is she saying?
Sounds like
it's
Kevin.
It's Kevin. It's got to be
the
Kevin.
The song is Give In, so I'm guessing that's what she said.
The song is Simmer.
Well, yes. I mean, she says Give In a bunch. I heard... I'll take it.
Oh, Kevin.
I mean, I'll take it's Kevin. It. It's a weird shout out, but I'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's time for Weekend Movies.
And now, it's time for the Weekend Movies.
Mr. Movie Phone.
Why do you keep calling him that? He's the movie
Captain
man.
Movie Phone.
It's not his name.
Heck? That's not his name. You've known this man for decades.
The guy that looks at movie phones.
No, the movie man.
The movie phone
Damn.
Fixer.
He's the movie man.
Russ, help us.
Well, here's the thing. Used to be Mr. Movie Phone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
then you know, got paid handsomely to mm-hmm. give that away.
Now, wait, how many millions?
And then became the movie man.
Okay, mm-hmm. but wait, how long has it been since the change? It's been a long time, right?
Since, it's been 5, 6, 7 years,
yeah.
something like that.
That's, right. That's not as bad as I thought it was.
Really?
Kinda, yeah, I'm giving you
a little bit. Tell me whatever.
Five, okay. 6, 7 years is not bad.
Have we ever discussed how many
That's the new
millions?
Haley Williams song.
That's the new Haley Williams where she shouts out Kevin, yeah.
Okay. Sorry, Allie.
Can we stop doing that for at least 5 minutes?
Kevin, can we talk about how many millions you made by selling Mr. Movie Phone?
No millions.
Really?
Billions.
Nice delivery. All right, Russ, let's talk about the movies that are coming out this weekend.
Let's do it. Well, remember last week we talked about Dr. Doolittle being more like Dr. Poolittle?
I mean, how could I forget?
Sure.
I fear we started out too strong.
Oh, no.
I don't know where we go from here.
Oh, no.
It's true, but you know, because it's not the best time of year for new movies.
Right.
Generally. Mm-hmm. But we do have a couple that are interesting, I think, this week. And, Kevin, I think you're going to like this one. Let's talk about The Gentlemen. You guys seen ads for this movie, right?
I have, and I'm going.
A lot of good-looking dudes in it.
Yeah.
And I like Guy Ritchie.
Jensen, what up with that?
Listen, I can admit when there's a bunch of good-looking dudes in a movie. I'm confident.
I didn't think about The Gentleman and a bunch of good-looking dudes, but huh? I'm going to stop down and think about that for a second.
It's true.
So here's what you got. You got Guy Ritchie, who's done a bunch of movies, some terrible, some super good. Mm-hmm. But he's sort of back to his old self here. This is a gangster comedy. We have Matthew McConaughey plays an American who becomes rich by building a marijuana empire in London, but he wants to cash out. And so it triggers schemes, broken bones, murders, all to steal his fortune. Now, this cast of good-looking dudes mm-hmm. includes Hugh Grant, Colin Farrell, Henry Golding. You also have Michelle Dockery in there. But let's hear a clip. Here we go.
There once was a young and foolish dragon who came to ask a wise and cunning lion about acquiring his territory. Now, the lion, he wasn't interested. So he told the little dragon. The dragon, he persisted. Oh, goody. He started a war. So the lion took the little dragon for a walk and put 5 bullets in his little dragon head.
He's warming up now, isn't it?
There's a message in there. Maybe you can explain it to me.
Sounds Guy Ritchie-ish.
I mean, you didn't say there were dragons.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
let's play your 6-second review if you have that handy. Do you?
Yes.
The Movie Man. 6-second review starts now.
The Gentleman is old school Guy Ritchie, but the best part is you can almost always tell what the they're saying. But man,
that is very
that
true.
That is a big part of
that. Is very
that's
true.
If I see it or not. Yep.
Russ, I was terrified you were going to say more like Gentleman.
Well, I could have, but I won't.
Okay, good.
And I didn't.
Good.
You know what? This movie, and this is one of the movies I stayed for the whole thing.
Oh,
that good.
Oh my God.
Russ told us last week he's going to give a movie 20 minutes, yep. and if it didn't hook him by then, he was out.
Out. Yeah.
Which I respond to. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Here's the phrase. If it blows, you got to go.
There you go.
Yes,
okay, I like it.
That's what we're doing. This movie, way more like Lock, Stock, and 2 Smoking Barrels,
excellent.
If you remember
Wonderful.
That. Snatch.
Yeah.
Excellent.
The old school Guy Ritchie, because remember, he kind of went off the rails with Sherlock Holmes and King Arthur and that whole Madonna swept away thing.
Oof.
The only gripe I would have about this movie is it is kind of a rehash of all of his greatest hits. But if you like old Guy Ritchie movies,
yeah, I do.
You're going to like this one.
All right.
Great.
Come in.
All right. Kevin, you love the kills, the guns, and the bang bang,
do.
Don't you?
I do. And the comedy. I also like his style. He's got a really unique style.
He does, and it was interesting, right, because he went commercial, he tried to make some big money,
mm-hmm.
that sort of miserably failed, and now he's gone back to old school, so that's super cool. All right, moving on, we have a horror thriller in theaters called The Turning. Now, you guys know anything about this one?
A little
I've
bit.
I've seen the
nope.
trailer, that's
yeah,
all.
Yeah, a horror movie, and kind of connected to another franchise, I think.
Well, here's the thing. You've seen this about 100,000 times before.
Mm-hmm.
You have a new nanny. She's babysitting these kids, and they have some issues. Let's listen to a clip.
Have you ever been a nanny?
This is my first live-in job.
Well, I hope you know what you're doing. The children are very special, Kate.
Jeez, your friends must love it here.
I have no friends.
You have no friends?
Yep.
Well, you have one now.
Maybe.
May I ask how the parents died?
Well, I don't go in that part of the house.
Why not?
Don't wanna.
Hello?
Hello?
That looks awesome as well.
I love it.
Little kids Jensen, are the scariest. Am I right?
They're terrifying.
Well, you are right. Yeah. And Jensen's right. This is sort of based on the old novella, The Turn of the Screw. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, it doesn't have a lot of buzz. I can't tell you whether it's good or bad. I can tell you I'm probably not going to go see it. So, you know, you do what you do.
Okay.
That's a great review. I love it.
You know, we just tell them what's out there.
Sure.
You don't have to. Listen, okay. You're busy, man.
I got so much to do right now.
Yeah, man.
Okay. So let's talk about the movie that's maybe the most interesting of the week. I think it's in limited release. It's a movie called Color Out of Space.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's why it looks interesting to me. Because it looks both ridiculous and good, and it stars Nicolas Cage. It is a movie about a meteorite who lands in the front yard of this family's farm, and pretty soon they find themselves battling an extraterrestrial organism. It's infecting their minds, their bodies. It's kind of like the coronavirus. Here's a clip. Let's listen.
You have got to do something about that dish. I am literally hemorrhaging clients.
Should be working, sweetie. I just checked it this morning.
No, I'm garbling the out of everything I say. Are you listening to me?
You know, I did everything I was supposed to do. I followed every rule in the book. In the end, they still taste like shit. You know what? That's coming up! You know what?
Okay, stop it! Stop it!
Slam dunk!
You know what? Just do something about that dish. Okay?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea, sweetie.
I mean, I'm in?
What?
Jolie Richardson. Jolie Richardson, right?
You can't be in.
Well, hang on now, because mm-hmm. that's just what happens at the dinner table. What could the rest of this movie be like? I don't know, but here's what I know. It looks like classic B-movie pulp. It looks ridiculous, but it also looks like it's pretty well done. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why, but I cheer for Nick Cage.
We all do.
I don't.
Oh,
come on.
No, I don't.
The man's a hero.
He scares me off a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Because now he's doing an impression of Nick Cage.
And it's a good impression. By the way, 86% right now on Rotten Tomatoes, Color Out of Space.
Don't care.
Okay.
Don't care.
I'm in.
All right. Kevin don't care.
Kevin
doesn't care about that friggin' Rotten Tomatoes.
I'm in.
He's got the movie, man. That's all he needs.
True, right?
You know what? I'm in, too. I think this movie looks fun and interesting, and maybe you don't pay $20 a ticket, but you wait till it comes on demand or you watch it on an airplane or something. I think it looks excellent. So here's the thing. This week you can go with The Gentlemen because it's got the kills, the guns, and the bang-bangs, and Kevin loves those. You can go with Color Out of Space. It's in a limited release, so you got to look for it. Or The Turning, which, you know, it doesn't look great, but again, it's your $20. You do what you want.
There you go.
I love it.
My favorite movie critic.
Russ, thanks very much. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a great weekend, you guys.
All right. Bye now.
Oh, he's so good.
He's good people.
All right. Listen.
Yeah.
We have tickets to the Paley Fest.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And this is where they put the creators and the cast and the mm-hmm. directors
yeah.
of a particular TV show up front in a panel, and you get to ask questions in the audience.
Yeah, they share a ton of behind-the-scenes stuff, things you didn't know that are going to make you love the show even more.
It's one of those things that can only happen here in Los Angeles at the Paley Fest.
And so, New York.
Well, they move it there.
Both,
but still,
yeah.
I mean, listen, they do it here most. That's all that matters.
So this particular TV show that they're going to be discussing is The Mandalorian.
Oh, my gosh. This is a big one for the people.
So we're going to play a game next, and what we're going to do is we're not going to keep it only to The Mandalorian. We're going to say, any Star Wars impression.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Any Star Wars impression.
This never goes well.
1-800-520-1067, and we will play.
We're going to regret this, aren't we?
No, this is always great.
It's always wonderful.
Always so good. We're giving away tickets to the Mandalorian panel at the Paley Fest 2020. It's Sunday, March 22nd at the Dolby Theater. Mm-hmm. So the cast and the director and the creators will be there.
Do you think Baby Yoda's going to be there?
I certainly think so, yes.
Oh.
And we'll take questions from the audience. Yeah.
What if someone gets to punch him in the face?
Oh, I pay to punch Baby Yoda in the face.
So we're giving away those tickets, but we're opening up to the entire Star Wars family for you to do your impressions of Star Wars characters.
Star Wars impressions, Star Wars impressions, Star Wars impressions.
Mmm, a good impression you must have to win tickets to
Panel Paley Fest, Mandalorian the.
Nailed it.
That last one was King of Mexico trying to do Chewbacca.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fantastic. All right, this is going to be knockout style, right? So we take somebody, they're in the lead. If they get beat, they get hung up on.
King of the Hill.
Elizabeth in Ontario. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
What impression are you going to do for us today?
Jar Jar Binks.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Me so excited about Star Wars and George Lucas's favorite character.
Okay, do it now.
Wait, when do you start the impression?
How did she make Jar Jar Binks worse?
Look, technically, she's in the lead right now.
She's winning.
Correct.
Elizabeth, you're in the lead.
She literally just did her voice and said, Misa. That's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Well, she gave it a try.
Love it.
Let's go to Art in Ontario. Good morning, Art. Do I hear Yoda?
Yeah, you heard Yoda, but I could do more.
Well, I mean,
please do more. Yes, yes.
Actually, say words.
Okay. Okay. Baby Yoda, the child is mine. Is told no one. I did not keep secret. Will you?
Okay, he's in the lead.
All right.
I mean, that's all he had to do to knock out the person who used her regular voice.
All right, let's go to Brooke in West Covina. Good morning, Brooke.
Hey.
You're going to do what?
If I win, I want to take Allie with me.
Oh.
Wow. I mean, that sounds nice, but no.
it did sound like he was going to use your skin as a blanket.
Brooke, I'm totally kidding.
Okay.
You will find a lovely person to go with you.
Brooke, okay. What are you going to do?
I'm going to do Darth Vader.
Oh. All right.
All right.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father. No, I am your father.
Not going to lie, Brooke, now I want to go.
That's good.
That was great.
I mean, that was Darth Vader.
Brooke is up top. Brooke is in the lead.
You're in the lead. Congratulations.
Well done.
Very good.
All right.
That's just why you fail.
Yoda guy.
Very good.
Let's go to John in Lakewood. Good morning, John.
Chewbacca, my friend, is. Talk to you when you will. Say words. Win tickets.
Full scene.
Chewbacca was drowning at the end.
Chewbacca drowned.
Was Chewbacca in quicksand? I don't know, guys.
Listen.
I've thrown my arms in the air.
I love John.
Okay.
But Brooke was Darth Vader.
Me too.
John loves him too. I felt like it started strong with Yoda, and then Chewbacca kind of led us
astray. Chewbacca was not great.
Brooke
Yoda
stands.
Not permitted to talk. Too many Yodas, but it's not.
I mean,
he wanted to do Yoda, and they probably told him to do Chewbacca. They asked
him. Operator phone bad.
All right, it's turning.
I don't know.
I'm voting John.
But hold on.
I'm voting John purely for the behind the scenes. He pulled back the curtain.
Here's what I'm going to say. John entertained.
Carp is smart. Carp's strong in the force.
John is entertaining.
Yes.
But his impression.
I'm with John. John is my guy right now.
Allie?
I
think I can go John as
well. John's my guy.
Oh, Brooke, you were amazing, but John is in the lead.
Sorry.
He kept going.
He was fantastic.
I mean, John sticks around for now.
James in Huntington Beach.
Oh, no.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
I'm going to do C-3PO.
Okay, good.
C-3PO. All right, here we go.
Hello. My name is C-3PO, Human Cyborgs Relations.
All right. Thanks for calling. Let's go to...
I don't know if you heard John, but John was having a full nervous breakdown at the end of his impression.
He talked to us as Yoda the whole time.
Yeah, he was with a full breakdown.
Yeah.
Okay.
Abraham in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Hello there.
Okay, so you're doing Obi-Wan.
Yes, Kevin. You're going to find that many of your truths would cling depend greatly on our own point of view.
I mean, it's not terrible.
It's not terrible.
It's pretty
at all.
Good. It's pretty good. If John didn't exist,
he's in the mix. But John is my winner for now. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. We appreciate that. Let's go to Martin in San Dimas. Good morning.
Good morning. Here we go.
Okay.
Rocka Doko Solo. Ha 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 ha.
Jabba the Hutt.
Jabba the Hutt.
I mean,
that's all I got.
I'm still with John. Sorry, Martin.
I am too. Thank you for the call.
I can't breathe.
Allie can't vote because she's still laughing.
I mean, honestly.
Well, I mean, do we even have to listen to anyone else, really? Yeah.
We don't.
John.
John, you won.
By one?
Yep.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
I mean, that is crazy that that is how small of a response you have after you had an actual mental breakdown.
And why wouldn't you respond as Yoda?
Yeah.
Yoda, party with you, Bobby, he does.
Now I'm rethinking it.
Can we get Jar Jar Binks back?
Star Wars impressions.
It's time for People Are Dumb.
Dumb.
In our first story in Oklahoma City, three people were arrested after they were allegedly selling PCP while one of them was impersonating a police officer.
Okay.
There were two guys, and the woman was impersonating a police officer. And here's the news.
She was allegedly wearing a pink duty belt with pepper spray, two knives, handcuffs, brass knuckles, and a, quote, special police brass badge.
When officers arrived, she told them,
somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
She could have said that. It's impossible. She was wearing a duty belt, so...
The answer to what she said is almost as funny.
When officers arrived, she told them also that she was a police officer. When they asked for her credentials, she could not provide them. She didn't even know what they were. Indicated she worked for the Armor of Faith Police Department.
Mm-hmm. Which doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. She told officers the father of her children had an armor business and had given her authorization to be a police officer. Ultimately, Nelson was arrested for impersonating an officer and for allegedly selling PCP.
Burying the lead, yeah.
You really don't get that duo very often.
No.
Honestly, though, if you're going to buy PCP, I'm going to buy it from a cop.
Get it from a cop.
This
right?
is Sergeant Sherm, and I am reporting for duty with three bags of PCP.
Next story comes out of Indio, California. Police are on the lookout for a thief who broke into a YMCA through the ceiling. Security footage captured the man kicking through the ductwork in the ceiling of the YMCA Child Development Center in Indio. Mm-hmm. He then drops to the floor. He breaks into a cash register, stealing all the money before making a daring escape.
Wow.
There's only one problem. The cash register at the YMCA Child Development Center is fake. It's a toy.
Oh, no.
Wow. And the money is toy money.
But he took it anyway?
Yep, he took
it. Oh, sweet spirit.
And he ran out the door.
Yeah, I don't think that's the place you go for, like, a big break the bank.
Right?
No.
Yeah.
This is instant karma, and I love this. A man experienced instant karma over the weekend in Washington when his pickup was stolen while he was robbing the business across the street. So he had his pickup across the street. It was his getaway vehicle, left his keys in it.
Uh-huh.
So somebody stole it. It was 6 a.m. Sunday when the man came back to find his truck missing. So what did he do? He called 911 to report his truck being stolen. But after the surveillance video was reviewed, police discovered that the reason the pickup owner had left his truck is because he was stealing items from a business across the street. The pickup owner was then booked in the Benton County Jail on a warrant and a new burglary charge.
Dummy.
His pickup is still missing, so congratulations to him.
That guy is dumb.
That guy's dumb, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, agreed. Stupid criminals steal a forklift to break into a building and then steal a safe.
Deputies say the two suspects used this forklift to break into the garage and steal the safe.
They tore the wall to get to the safe.
To get it out and drag it onto a truck bed.
With the safe being heavy, when they tried to pull it out of the back of the truck, it broke the tailgate off. So we were now looking for a white Chevy truck with no tailgate.
A couple days later, the safe was found emptied by the side of the road, still on the truck bed. Using information from that truck, authorities tracked down the suspects. Hamilton denied being in Wanette, his ankle monitor telling a different story.
The dude had an ankle monitor with a GPS in it.
Oh.
And they found him because he owned the truck. Everything about this dude.
Does that violate his probation?
I think it does.
I would suggest so,
yes. He had an ankle monitor, so I was able to call his probation officer and I was able to see that he was burglarizing the wanted tractor.
She could literally see exactly where he was.
Pretty much immediate response. Yeah.
A seemingly innocuous post from a woman named Peggy from San Antonio, Texas, advertised her homemade tortillas on Facebook Marketplace.
Okay.
This might be my favorite story.
It's very cute.
She included a picture of her kitchen and the tortillas and the flour and the rolling pin covered in flour.
Sure.
As the post began circulating online, people started asking about the weird purple rolling pin. It didn't look right. One person said it looked more like a dildo.
Oh, Peggy.
Everybody was laughing. Then as the other people started looking closely, they saw the name Durex on the side of it.
Oh, Peggy.
And everyone realized that it was absolutely a purple dildo. Here's the picture. It couldn't be anything else.
Yeah, that's a dildo.
It's just a straight dildo.
100% dildo.
It's the only time I've ever seen Kevin print a photo. So you know, ever.
Research, guys, research.
Never seen it before.
Look, I needed to see what it would look like. And then one person was texting back and forth with her about buying it. And the person said, hey, I'd like to talk about your tortillas. You've been rolling with a dildo. And the woman responded, rolling pin. And she said, why does it look like a dildo? And the woman said, only an uncultured swine would not see that it's a vibrating rolling pin.
Oh, my God.
Is that a thing?
Does she not know?
She doesn't know.
And then the person says, that's called a dildo.
Ma'am.
Look, did it do the job?
I mean, yeah.
Then what else do you need?
Yeah, they are being a little picky.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. 10 minutes before the top of each hour, we do What is Happening with Ali. Also, coming up in about 10 minutes, your chance to win tickets to see Pearl Jam and qualify to see them at Hyde Park.
You know what we also
London.
Do?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We do a thing where you can text in any song, and we could maybe do that.
Yeah.
Keep it 100.
Oh, I thought you were okay. Here's some of the songs that you've requested in the past.
So get down to your seat and jump around. Jump around.
I can ride my bike with no handlebars.
London calling through the faraway town.
We did add one rule, which is we all three of us have a veto, one veto for the whole year.
Yeah, yes. You got to really strict, like strategy wise, figure out when you're going to use it.
Right. It's a little early now.
It's a little early, but you know, might need to do it.
So, text.
So if you are Texter 100 and it's a song that one of us doesn't like, we can just deny it and then it's our choice?
Yes.
Okay.
But then we're out for the
then
rest of the year.
Then you're out for the year. Wow, it's got to really suck.
So text your favorite song, 1-800-520-1067. Is here now. What's happening?
I love these stories where you find out somebody huge passed up another huge movie role and you wonder what it would have been like if they were in that role. And you wonder what it would be like if the person that actually wound up getting the role wasn't in it. Like Keanu Reeves, one of his most favorite roles ever, Neo from The Matrix. He wasn't the first choice. Possibly second, third, or fourth.
Right.
But we always knew that a gentleman by the name of Will Smith famously passed on starring in the mega blockbuster because he had to film a movie, Wild Wild West.
Which was a banger.
Which wound up flopping so hard, not only with critics, but at the box office.
It wasn't good.
He could have been Neo.
Yeah.
But we also found out just the other day at the Santa Barbara International Film Festival, Brad Pitt talked about how he passed on Keanu Reeves' most famous role as well. Shocking.
This is a bummer. I wish Will Smith would have done it.
Yeah,
purely because he would have made a rap song that was like, and I'm the one, or like whatever. Like, it would have tied into the movie. And that's why it's The Matrix.
These kind of stories have to be a bummer for Keanu Reeves, right?
Right.
Because he's like, stop telling them how many people they offered it to
before. Keanu career has been great. And it's only moving up.
And it's a great movie series as well,
Yes.
Also, some other stars reportedly considered to play Neo. Nicolas Cage, Val Kilmer, Johnny Depp. I mean.
All good.
All great.
Sure.
Really glad, though, that Keanu did it.
Mm-hmm.
How he's all, blue pill or red pill. And then he's like, and he moves all weird.
That's the whole movie.
That is. You just got a full recap
front
from
Alec.
I've never seen The Matrix.
Right.
What? Is that what happens, though?
That
you
is close.
See The Matrix.
I mean,
it's really good. It's
like,
a really good movie.
I don't want to go in that door. And then he does. And he's like, stoked.
Yeah, I don't think that's from it.
No?
No. I think you had the first half, and the second half you blew.
There was a red pill or a blue pill.
You got that?
One
and
pill.
And he does the slow motion thing.
Mm-hmm. Makes you larger.
But why is he going in slow motion and bending backwards? Do you know?
Because things are coming out.
Oh,
like
bullets.
Plates.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
plates.
Plates.
Did you get the circus?
It was that plate throwing scene.
Yeah,
bullets are coming out. That's what he's like doing the moves for?
Yes.
Oh, I got to see this. Sounds great.
Why so soon?
You guys, Mean Girls. I think we can all agree, pretty great movie,
great
right?
Great movie,
And it is a hit on Broadway, a ridiculous hit. Well, now Tina Fey and the producers of the Broadway production of Mean Girls announced yesterday that they're going to be adapting the stage musical into a new film for Paramount Pictures. Not bad, because it's very. It's not the
same
Mean Girls story. It's different.
Oh, okay.
And so this will be music, songs and stuff as well, or?
Music, movie based on the musical, based on a movie.
I guess so, then.
All right.
It's going to be incredible.
This is Inception.
Inception.
Play.
It's a movie based on a musical based on another movie.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly.
And don't look at me like you're so surprised that I got something right.
Jodie Whittaker.
Yep.
She's been Doctor Who for the past year. Guess what? She's going to stay on for at least one more season. Apparently, the length of time an actor spends playing Doctor Who has varied over the years. 56-year history, by the way,
That's
of
crazy.
Doctor Who. So there's no telling how long she could stay. 40 years? Who knows?
Who knows?
Probably not. But definitely one more year.
She's got a point. She's an icon.
Mm-hmm.
She's a legend.
Mm-hmm.
And she is the moment.
I mean, excellent. I probably should have brought this story up earlier because I feel like a lot of men need to hear it, and it's important. Doctors are warning men to please stop masturbating with banana peels.
That was a dumb idea.
This is a real thing?
This is a real story because it's really happening. Apparently, men are masturbating with banana peels because the feeling of the peel kind of works as a lubricant, and you feel it feels real.
Okay.
So,
do women not exist?
One guy on Reddit. Well, it's people on Reddit, so no. I've been doing it for years, and it's great. It's the closest thing to And trust me, I've had hundreds of banana peels. So here's why you shouldn't do it. One, because it's a banana peel. Two,
we don't need a lot of little banana peels running around.
Yeah, we don't.
Right?
Already
unsupervised.
Too many. You could develop a rash and sores that could lead to infection. Plus, a lot of people may not know until it's too late that they are allergic to bananas. A person with a banana allergy is more likely to be allergic to other substances such as latex or other fruits and vegetables. So if you have a latex allergy and you're not a big banana eater, but you go ahead and try this, you might be way allergic to what's going on downstairs.
Maybe just don't try this.
Don't try it. Don't try it.
I smell it.
Again,
nope.
None of this stuff is good.
Nope.
You guys ever mishear lyrics? We've talked about this on the show.
I always do.
Like my one that I still, whenever I hear it, AC/DC, Dirty Deeds, done dirt cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the lyrics.
Yeah.
As a kid, Dirty Deeds and the Thunder Chief. I still sing it that way. And it's just in my head. It's stuck there. But they're saying that here's why it happens. The issue is that if noises are unclear and when they hit our ears, our brains have issues decoding exactly what's being said. So they like try and comprehend a lyric. They kind of put lyrics together. Boom. Then that's ingrained in your head. And even when you know the right lyrics, you're still like, hold me closer, Tony Danza. It's just now stuck in our head instead of the correct.
That's how your brain interprets it at first.
Yes.
And then it doesn't matter.
Because it's the first interpretation, it kind of sticks.
I have two. One, very big Jay-Z fan, but for a very long time in Empire State, I thought he said the lights will expire you, which is not what he says. Lights will inspire you. And then the other one is, I swear to God,
Kevin.
I hear Kevin.
All of us hear Kevin.
I hear
all of us.
Kevin. So I don't. I mean, who knows? So that'll never change.
We need to get Haley from Paramore on and find out why she put Kevin.
Look, it's just a shout out. It happens all the time, you guys.
Mostly,
when you first heard it, were you like, well, makes sense. I inspired her in a lot, or expired her.
I inspired
in
her
in a lot
of
ways.
Yeah, sure, of course.
So, Kevin, it wasn't as shocking to you.
No,
you knew.
It happens all the time.
She probably got a hold of you too.
Exactly.
And was like, listen,
this is the 16th song that name checks me.
Right. As a muse, he understands these things are going to show up sometimes.
Why 16?
I don't know why that number came to my mind, but 16.
All right, guys, some birthdays for you. Neil Diamond, Misha Barton, Matthew Lillard. Again, how are you guys not watching Good Girls?
I'm not.
It is so good.
I'm a big Lillard head. I love that guy.
Okay, first two seasons are on Netflix.
I can watch them.
You can watch them.
I love Mae Whitman. I love Christina Hendricks.
Yes.
Zach Guilford shows up on it from Friday Night Lights. Retta. All good.
I mean, the show is great. Mm-hmm. Season 3 starts on February 16th. I do not work for the show.
No. Not being paid.
Not being paid.
You should be.
I really like Good Girls, and I think you will too. Happy birthday as well to Kristen Schaal and Ed Helmsen.
We are doing Keep It 100. Mm-hmm. Allie, tell us what was close before we go to this call.
Number 99, Billy in Huntington Beach wanted to hear Goldfinger Here in Your Bedroom. Denied. You were number 99.
Don't hate it.
Number 101, Rudy in Norwalk, White Zombie with Thunder Kiss 65.
Good jam.
Love that too.
Great
and
song.
I think it's important before we go to the caller to remind people that this year we've given each other a veto.
Yes.
So at any time, you can veto the song that has been picked by a listener and replace it with your pick, but you can only do it once as one of us three hosts.
And you're bringing that up now before we go to the listener.
Because I have feelings, but
let's
see.
Do this, then we'll go to the listener. I gotta keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
Keeping it 100.
Keep it 100. I keep it 100.
100, 100.
I keep it 100. I keep it 100. I keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100. Keep it 100.
I'ma keep it 100. I'ma keep it 100.
100. 100.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
All right. Gabriel in Stanton.
Hi, good morning, Kevin, Allie, Jensen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Texter 100.
Yeah, that's a big deal, but I have a feeling you're doing this in sort of a you're trying to goad us into using our.
Is that true?
Is that true?
No, negative.
Oh, Gabriel, there's
no
way you
picked this.
There's no other reason to pick this.
And this proves that we picked the 100th texter. We would have.
You
did it. You did it to challenge. Go ahead.
Smash Mouth, as soon as you hear All Star, it just puts a smile on my face. I know that it's a troll song, but at the same time, it just makes me happy, and I think it's a perfect song for Friday.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong at all. That song brings joy.
I mean, now that I hear that he's earnest about it, it does change a little bit of my feelings.
Because you thought he was
I thought he was just trolling
Forcing one of us to use our veto.
So, again...
Would you have used your veto, Jensen?
Well, again, no one's even made the statement yet. I mean...
I'm saying, though, you have a choice on any...
I will not use it, no.
Allie?
I love Smash Mouth.
It's Smash Mouth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, that's the earnestness
I was talking
about. Wait,
we've got one more person, though, that could ruin all of our days, Gabriel. That person's name.
That is my role.
Ooh, Kevin.
Ooh, Kevin.
I'm going to say.
Batman.
I'm going to. Thank you. I am Batman. I'm going to say. I'm going to say, let's play it.
All right.
I'm going to say, let's play it.
All right. Is Gabriel going to introduce it?
Yes. Go ahead, Gabriel.
All right, everybody. Even though people didn't believe me, I just want to thank you guys for letting me play this song, and welcome to Friday through Smash Mouth.
I love it.
Keep it 100.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I am this tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shed.
of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. And all that matters is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ. Judging by the hole in the satellite picture, the ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
That song has become a punchline.
No,
really, sounded pretty good.
I love it.
It sounds awesome.
Perfect
because it's
for
a
Friday.
Fun song.
Yep, perfect.
Oh, Gabriel, God bless you.
Nice job, and thank you for texting. We appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Time for one last look at what's happening.
Well, what's happening is tomorrow, from 5 until 7, ping pong, bing bong, you guys.
So we've just given in to that idea.
Yeah,
that's the title
bong,
now.
Bing bong, bing bong,
it was
baby.
Happy hour.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Well, it's also still happy hour,
okay.
Technically. But what else makes you happy other than cocktails that are cheaper than usual? Mm-hmm. And ping pong. Bing bong.
We're ready,
right?
Man.
Right.
Yes. Ping pong, bing bong. It's happening at Slide Bar tomorrow for free. You just show up. It's free.
You get to see everyone from the show.
Most people.
Possibly not Omar.
Yeah.
But you also get to see Kevin's Crocs.
What? His what?
Crocs.
Yeah, if you could enunciate that a little better.
You get to see his Crocs.
Look, although, who knows? Who knows how the night's going to go?
Exactly.
I was going to say, and it might get more people, so don't enunciate if you don't mind.
Might get fewer, though.
But you will be wearing your Crocs on your feet.
I mean, I feel like I have to now.
You do. We found this out yesterday because I did a story about how Priyanka Chopra was the new face of Crocs. And I was like,
the female face.
Well, yeah, we found out who the male face was, and it's you. How many pairs have you owned over time?
Oh, I don't know, probably 25.
Wow.
And we had no idea.
No
because
clue.
I mean, you don't keep them all. They
you're
sort
like
of,
the Imelda Marcos of Crocs.
He really is. Look it up, kids.
That's a great reference, and I love it.
Your children buy them for you for Christmas
I asked them
with
to.
The caveat.
Yes, that I never wear them out of the house.
Right.
Because they're very embarrassing.
Okay.
But the loophole that we're placing the gibbet in is that, that it's going to be work-related.
Right.
So that's
fine. There's no complaining about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Now, will you, like you sent in our WhatsApp yesterday, will you pair it with a ankle sock? Because like you said, your ankle is too sexy.
Well, I just think without the sock, I have to tone down the sexy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I've learned.
Okay.
And if I tone down the sexy, then it might be all right.
Okay.
Otherwise, Jensen's, you know, what he said first might happen. I don't know about the soccer night, but Crocs.
Game time decision.
I mean, I feel like Crocs is a must.
We're going to find out tomorrow, 5 p.m. at Slide Bar in Fullerton. Muggs, you also on the WhatsApp, and you posted a picture of yours.
I do. I don't own 25.
Well, right. No, I mean,
no,
I
wait.
Mean,
she said over time how many have you. Yeah. I don't have 25.
Kevin's the Croc king.
Yeah, he definitely owns stock in Croc.
Croc king.
Stock.
He is the king.
Okay.
But I do own a pair.
Okay.
And they're mossy oak printed. So they're for hunting.
All right. Wow. So
if I'm wearing Crocs.
Yeah, because a lot of people hunt in Crocs.
Hey, you don't know, man.
If I'm wearing mine, you got to wear yours.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, all right.
Okay.
Do you then just go full, like, camo and then pair it with your mossy oak?
Well, you know, I don't have mossy oak clothing, per se, but...
I mean it's Friday. It's almost 10 o'clock. You got time.
Big Five opens in 20 minutes.
Sure.
All right.
God, I can't wait.
Friendship!
I mean, listen to how upset Bob was until he found out you guys would be there with Crocs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now he's thrilled.
I mean, are you bringing all 25?
I don't have 25 pair of them. She said over your lifetime how many pair have you owned. I only have about 19 now.
That's amazing.
So, no,
oh,
I'm just kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
When my daughter sees me wearing something super embarrassing, she says, oh, you're a confident man. I go, okay, I know that's code for I look like an idiot.
Well,
I got it.
I was thrilled when I asked you what color they were, and you said brown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, brown?
Makes sense.
I sent you the picture so you could see
how
just straight sexy they are.
Sexy. No one's ever said that about Crocs.
That's why I had to wear the socks with it to tone down the sex.
I'm glad.
I don't wash my socks.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you,
if you sent that picture without socks,
it would have been distracting all day.
Oh my God.
Right.
Honestly, I probably would have left the WhatsApp group. It's too much.
I think you did, technically.
I actually did after Beer Mug said something. Anytime Beer Mug pipes up on WhatsApp, I just write, Allie has left the conversation. And yesterday, Dave removed him from the WhatsApp. It was comedy. We have fun.
We do.
Okay. Guys, Bill Murray.
Yes.
Officially back in his iconic role as Peter Venkman in Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Yay!
It comes out July 10th, you guys. And here's what Bill Murray has to say about the movie. He told Vanity Fair that the script is good. It's got lots of emotion in it. It's got lots of family in it. With through lines that are really interesting. It's going to work.
We're ready to believe you.
I can't wait. Very exciting, you guys.
Yeah,
very exciting.
And the trailer looked good.
Are you menstruating right now?
Seems unrelated.
Also personal, really personal. Guys.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
Channing Tatum and Jessie J back together.
Thank God.
Woo!
Love exists.
They were broken up for a couple months, apparently. but back together. They were seen shopping together in L.A. last week. You don't shop.
No, unless you're
together.
Right?
Good God. Who wants to shop?
Yeah.
Awful. Guys. Very upsetting day on Twitter for a lot of people yesterday when they saw video of James Corden with Justin Bieber doing carpool karaoke, and people saw that he's not driving. That car is being towed by a truck in front of him, just like they do in the movies. He's not driving the car, you guys.
That is.
We all thought everyone knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, people don't. People were beside themselves.
Wait till they hear about Jurassic Park.
What?
You know, it's not.
It's not
that's
real.
Not Jeff Goldblum. That was like a CGI Jeff Goldblum.
I don't believe that.
It is.
No.
Shut up, bitches!
One social media user said it should be called carpool karaoke because it's being pulled. You are funny, sir. I mean, what?
Yeah, I thought everyone knew.
Yeah,
it just doesn't even make sense that he could sing and, like Jensen pointed out earlier, closes his eyes sometimes when he's singing.
Well, Kevin said that he started
carpool karaoke by driving. That's what you heard. Or someone's. Oh, I usually credit to a man. But when you had said, someone had said, I mean, that he had started driving.
I had heard that, okay. And I could be wrong, but the first carpool karaoke.
I had heard that, but
were,
I could be wrong.
Oh, no.
The first karaoke.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yes, uh huh.
You couldn't even. Carpool
karaoke.
You couldn't even repeat it.
That was macho.
Thank you.
Guys, after a week of rumors about the fate of its proposed Disney Plus series, focused on Ewan McGregor's take on Jedi Master turned kooky hermit Obi-Wan Kenobi, Collider and The Hollywood Reporter are both reporting that production on the series has been abruptly put on hold.
Canceled.
Crew has been sent home, scripts being reworked.
What's going
We're
on,
We're
going
to have to wait for the Obi-Wan Kenobi story.
A lot of start and stops over in that Star Wars land.
Also saying the 6 episodes may be cut down to 4.
Hmm. What?
So we will find out later.
4 episodes?
Well, here's the thing. It appears Kathleen Kennedy, who some people think has done a great job, some people think has not done a great job, she has an opinion on what these movies and TV shows should look like.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's a producer-driven property, it appears. Mm-hmm. More than a director-driven, which is what you see in most other situations. But they've fired numerous people off Star Wars movies. Mm-hmm. Even the Philip Lord and Chris Miller, who haven't missed, really. So they have a thought on what it should look like, and now they fire people because of it.
I mean, I feel like people get mad at that.
Yeah.
But making billions at the box office shows that it's working. But apparently some are saying that they just felt it was a little too Mandalorian-esque. So they kind of wanted to stray from that because that's not a huge hit.
Right. Seems.
It is a huge hit, Baby Yoda. Honestly.
Yoda. Take it!
Very weird. Very weird response. You guys, I honestly want to get out of here. Because the closer we end the show, or the earlier we end the show, the closer we are to seeing Kevin's Crocs.
Ping pong, bing bong.
In person.
In person.
Slide
up close
bar
and personal.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
5 p.m. Come see the show. We're all hanging out for free. Happy hour.
I mean, we're paying for drinks.
Well, I mean, sure. But I'm saying for free to see us.
And then I will charge people to play ping pong.
Oh, right.
Oh, right.
Is that a problem?
Kevin, I don't
think
so.
We didn't discuss
Kevin, are you
this,
still
but I will
charging
charge
for photos?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay,
with the Crocs, my price is going way up, though.
Wow. Yeah. How much would a photo with you be?
$49.99.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ping pong, baby.
Yeah, I get it.
We're all playing sports.
We've got some birthdays, and we've got a late entry to the birthday.
Yeah.
Muggs informed me, and I'm shocked it wasn't on the list because he's hot. It's the Rams coach, Sean McVay, and Muggs has stepped in because...
Yeah!
I don't know. Muggs? That's not Muggs.
Is that your Sean McVay?
You know, we went out this season. We got 2 games over .500. We got our asses kicked, but we got our asses kicked fantastically.
That's Tom Likas.
Straight up.
Say, blow me up, Tom.
Blow me up, Tom.
I mean.
Do it to Sean McVay.
Come on.
Here you go.
Muggs told us off the air, I do a great impression.
Oh, my God.
I think he's a pussy.
Okay, Tom.
All right.
That Jimmy Garoppolo, man, he kicked our asses this year. But
that
he kicked it well.
Sounds like Muggs.
That's sort of not
it's
him.
It's just Muggs with Sean a gravelly McVay. Voice.
Do Jar Jar Tittle. Binks.
Misa Horny.
1-800-5800-TOM.
I hate it. Happy birthday, Misha Barton, Neil Diamond, Matthew Lillard, Ed Helms, Kristen Schaal, and I guess Sean McVay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what's happening.
Thanks, Alan. Today on the World Famous K-Rock, we will see you tomorrow in Fullerton and see you back here Monday.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
So I guess this is a thing now?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Whatever, the truth is stupid.
Roll another one.
But this is America, I want it now.
Just like the other one.
Angry guy needs a hug.
Seems to be allowed to quit.
And she beat him off.
And I need another hit.
Please. I hate to say this about anyone, but that man is full of bologna.
Bologna.
You're right. He's so vile we should use the crude Americanization of the word. He's full of bologna.
Roll. just like the other one.
America.
This one seems to be about this mess.
You're better than that.
And I don't have another cent.
I'm Allie McKay. I'm here with my husband, Chip. We've been married for 17 years.
Leave my taco alone.
Just pass it around.
I don't think so.
And the bogart that joined, my friend.
I'm Hulk Hogan, by the way.
Well, just pass it on down.
Guys, why don't you just get out of here? All right?
Yeah, that's all right. We'll go back to our chairs.
No, I mean get out of here. Leave.
And when you're done, cleanup is quick and easy. Just pull out the sleeve, pour out the contents, and wash it with soap and water.
Play the radio. Make sure the television, make sure you have the record player on at night. The phone, make sure the kids hear words.
Bong, bong.
Also on the web at carsforkids.com. That's cars.